Sports This Hour being brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. We want to welcome Amber to the sports this morning. So, yeah, I want to thank her for stopping by. I had a chance to visit with her yesterday. And so congratulations and welcome, Amber, to the Sheridan Media Sports Cast Club.
Mm-hmm.
At this time at 7:45. Good morning, Julie and James.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Great.
Doing good.
Doing good. Mm-hmm. Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Let's look at some Wyoming history, shall we?
Sure.
Tim McCoy bought George Comstock Ranch on North Fork, Owl Creek, in Hot Springs County on this date in 1931. So, Wyoming history.
That's it.
Cool.
That's it, man.
And that's a wrap.
Nothing real too exciting. But you
I
know,
was just trying to think.
Every day couldn't be exciting in Wyoming,
that,
right?
Yeah.
Was that during the Depression still, or was it coming to?
Oh, yeah. 31 would have been like the
middle
prime
right?
of the Depression.
Yeah. I wonder what he bought it for.
Yeah.
Nobody was.
Tim McCoy bought George Comstock Ranch on North Fork, Owl Creek in Hot Springs County, 1931. We just bring it to light. Also on today's history book, 1775, the first American Society for the Abolition of Slavery is organized by Benjamin Franklin and Benjamin Rush.
On good this for date. Them.
Yes. Cool. 1828, the first edition of Noah Webster's American Dictionary of English Language is published.
What year?
1828.
Wow.
1865, President Abraham Lincoln shot, mortally wounded. Mortally wounded. Jeez. Mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth while attending the comedy Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater.
I didn't know it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. President died the next day.
Yeah. A lot of people forget that he lived for another 17 hours or something like that.
Real cool. Went there to Ford's Theater, saw the whole thing, the bed, you know, that he passed away in and all that sort of stuff. So it was interesting. Good history there. Not good history, but history there. 1894, a motion picture, peep show device was invented. Thomas Edison goes on display in New York City.
1894.
That's funny. 1846, the Donner Party of Pioneers departed Springfield, Illinois for California. What would become a year-long journey of hardship, cannibalism, and survival? In 1846. In 1912, the British passenger liner Titanic hit the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
And it would sink the following morning.
That was today?
Mm-hmm. Hit the iceberg today, sunk tomorrow.
So when did they...
In the middle of the night.
When did they depart?
April 10th.
Just April 10th.
Okay.
Birthday.
On Julie's birthday, yeah.
There's 4 days of... ocean, and then I guess 3 days of open ocean, and then they hit the iceberg.
Hit the iceberg.
I don't know if it's still going on, but there was an exhibit about the Titanic in Denver this last summer. It was really good. Yeah. I went to it.
Oh. 1927, the first Volvo car premiered in Gothenburg, Sweden.
Let's back up. What were you saying yesterday, James, about today's like cruise ships if you put one next to the Titanic?
Oh, yeah. Like the. I think it's called the Icon of the Seas, which is a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, I want to say. And it's like, you put the Titanic next to it, and it looks like a...
tugboat?
Yeah. And no, not that. It looks like one of the like small ones that you'll go fishing with, comparatively.
Really?
It's so small.
Unbelievable.
It's like a toy ship in a bath.
Wow. I thought that was amazing.
You can fit a city on the Icon of the Seas. It's like... huge.
Yeah. Moment of laughter day today.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. So have a moment.
Just one.
No, have plenty of them. It's International Laver Bread Day.
Lava bread?
Laver. L-A-V-E-R. Laver Bread Day.
I better look that one up.
It's a Welsh delicacy made from edible seaweed.
Oh, well, I like edible seaweed. Seaweed wraps and seaweed salads.
Really?
They're good, yeah. Really? They have them in Albertsons. I dare you to grab one.
You dare me to grab one?
They're really good for you.
Really?
Yes.
I'll try it. I don't care. Will you try it, James? Look at him shaking his head.
No.
No.
I'll pass on that.
Come on. It's also known as Welshman's caviar.
Huh.
Okay. All right.
I got to try it now. Edible seaweed. I didn't know we had it around
here. I think it's a good source of iodine, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Sure.
No, people take us every word we say in the morning show. Yeah. Julie, everybody.
It's gospel.
I'm not an authority on that.
Had a mom tell me once, she had a carload of kids taking them to school, and she said, well, Bob, one of the kids go, Bob said. I go, great. Reach as high as you can day today. I like it. There. Let's do it. Reach as high as you can.
Like I'm thinking literally? Or
Probably figuratively. Reach for the stars type of thing.
Okay.
Reach for the stars. I like it. Our researchers say prehistoric dentists living in Asia 8,000 years ago may have used stone tip drills to repair cavities in teeth.
Oh.
That just makes you shiver.
It does. This may hurt a little.
It does make you hurt a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ew. Hey, smiley face. The creator passed away 25 years ago, the smiley face. Harvey Ball, commercial artist who designed the modern smiley face. In 1963, Ball was commissioned by the State Mutual Life Assurance Company to improve employee morale. He created the yellow icon with the narrow oval eyes and an off-center smile in 10 minutes. He said, here you go. They loved it ever since. He was paid $45.
Did he pick the yellow, too?
Yeah, he did. Okay. He never trademarked the design.
Wow. Now look at all your emojis.
Everything.
Yeah.
It became an international icon, so it was never trademarked.
Hmm.
Can you imagine if you would have trademarked it? Or thing?
People I would have hoped we would have gotten away from that.
We would have found something else.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
By the way, really quickly, I'm like a dog with a bone on this. Icon of the Seas, you can fit 7,600 people on it. The town of Lander, you can fit on.
The town of Lander.
The town of Lander, Wyoming. I said you can fit a city.
You can't dock at Lander, but...
I'm just trying to create the picture. So next time I'm on Lander, James, I'm going to think about driving these people on a boat.
All these people could go on a boat.
It could be a town party. Yeah.
It could be a town party.
Two of Buffalo, possibly.
Right.
I mean, that's how big it is. And the Titanic, it was like 3,000. And they were like, this is the biggest thing that'll ever exist on the water. Unsinkable.
7,600 people.
7,600 maximum occupancy, which is, I mean,
and that's a ton of people. Passengers, not crew.
No, that's maximum. Okay. So that's with crew. Wow. So passengers and crew.
The Titanic was, a third of it was crew.
Yeah.
Wow. And it was expensive. What did I say?
$130,000
for a first class ticket in today's dollars.
In today's dollars, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What does SMS stand for in the context of cellular communication as we move ahead in the world?
Something message service.
Okay, two words right, Julie.
Something message. That's what it is. Something message service.
I think we know which word we can leave out. Message service.
Yeah.
Short.
Ah.
Message service.
I always wondered that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You see that all the time, don't you? SMS? Yeah. Interesting. Vacation question. About what percentage of men said they can't leave for a trip without their hair dryer?
Their hair dryer?
Yeah.
27%.
I'll say 13%.
You're closer. One in five.
20%.
One in five say they can't leave. I don't know.
But hotels have hair dryers.
They're just saying their favorite towel. That's what they mean. Their favorite towel. My hair dryer is my favorite towel.
I'm with you, partner. Hair dryer.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. Just, you know, throw some water on it.
Well, there's guys that have longer hair.
Yeah,
you know?
Mess it up and out the door, man.
If you got longer hair, it's a lot harder with the towel.
Okay. When grocery shopping, what percentage of people say they don't check expiration dates?
73%.
Yeah.
Ooh, 8.
Oh.
8%?
8%.
Wow.
Don't check expiration dates.
I would have thought that was more. I
know you don't check expiration dates, Paul.
Yeah, true.
After I eat my Twinkies.
Or you just hand them to James and be like, hey, this is old. Don't know when it expired.
I did hand him some.
Yeah.
He puts things in the break room. Yeah. Then he goes, I'm never going to eat all this. And he brings it in. And I'm like, that expired in 2024.
Yeah, it expired 2 years ago, Bob.
I gave James no doubt you're not going to eat bar. These.
Why is my stomach bothering me?
I gave James a protein bar and I wasn't paying attention. And he comes in my office a little bit later and he goes, did you check the expiration date on this?
Expired 2 years ago.
You trying to kill me?
Yeah. Like, I think I'll pass on this. Thanks, though.
So every time I give him something now, he goes, what's the expiration date on that?
I always check.
Well, you put some out on the kitchen counter, too. Yeah. And I was eating one, and I was like, wow, this is not my favorite. And I looked at the date, and it was 2024.
He's like, I'm not going to eat these.
Come on. It's
who
a protein
brought
these bar in? Close enough, right? I never checked it. And I would not have put something out that had an expiration date.
Now we're like, Bob must have put these out.
Yeah, that's always the immediate reaction.
I don't check them. The only thing I buy to check expiration dates, I'll be honest with you, is like if I buy milk.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or orange
good
idea. Juice.
Yeah.
Orange
and then
juice.
You let it sit and you're like, I'm not going to drink this.
Then he brings it into work. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Yeah. James will drink this.
Or if I bring... Or if I buy meat, you know, I'll look at the...
It's a really good idea, Bob. Mm-hmm. Check that.
I'll check.
Heads up, yeah.
But I didn't check the protein bars that day, yep. James, so...
Should do that more often, maybe. Before handing them out to the coworkers.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hey, I got everybody these protein bars 3 years ago. Have some.
I'm just not finishing them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you guys getting on me about that. I'm sorry. You're still here, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. That's because I didn't need it.
A lot of people have been calling in sick, though.
Yeah.
According to surveys, about what percentage of people feel guilty about throwing away food because
you do, apparently.
Yeah, clearly.
I do.
It's the protein bars, and you're like, oh, this moldy Twinkie, I can't throw it away.
I got to finish this. I got to see if it tastes okay. 76% people.
Good number.
Well, yeah, I do, too.
I get it.
But I'm not bringing it into work.
Yeah. I feel better throwing this way. I'll pawn it off on somebody else.
Jeez. Can't cut a guy a break around here, I'll tell you. I didn't put those out purposely either.
Right.
No, we know. Yeah, it's from the goodness of your heart.
Yeah.
I was just sharing with staff.
Yeah,
you
found
know?
In the bottom of a drawer with dust on it. And you're like, they'll love this.
Cleaning out a closet.
Cleaning out a drawer. Oh, hey, there's some protein bars. What percentage of people say they regularly use paper plates instead of regular dishes at mealtime?
I bet this is
65.
Only going up.
Close. A little higher.
70%.
Right on, buddy. Yeah. 7 out
wow.
of 10.
I thought I was the anomaly on that.
I think you that's do? Only going up.
I do that, yes.
You do that? Okay.
I mean, it's
I don't have a dishwasher.
Yeah, it's just, it's also just easier.
Oh, so you're being lazy.
Yeah. It's easy.
It's your turn now. It's my turn. You talk me about the expiration. Yeah. Oh, you don't do that, Julie? You contributing to the wet landfill?
Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
It's just easier.
Paper plates break down, though.
Good cope. Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead and cover yourself. Okay. About what percentage of delivery drivers admit they've done something questionable? At least once.
Wow, 80%.
What's
like opening and resealing a package.
That's illegal. 80%.
No, 17.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
That is good.
When you said questionable, I thought like...
Yeah, questionable.
Yeah, I parked incorrectly or something.
Yeah, that's
you
what
said,
I thought too.
What you said is something illegal, not questionable. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many delivery drivers have committed a felony?
That's good to know. You know, I don't think it happens very often. I'm sure it does. You know,
porch
pirates in Sheridan. But it's nice to be able to come home after, you know, you'll get a text message, oh, this is on your doorstep, you know, and it's just like you can come home 17 hours later and it's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
like, we do get lucky with that sort of stuff.
How nice is that?
Yeah.
That's
right?
Nice. Yeah,
yeah, it is nice. So thank you, everyone. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to improve it.
Thank you,
it.
Sheridan.
I'll be the one that ruins
Buffalo.
It.
Yes.
And if you're in Lander, book your ticket now
book
for the Icon
ticket,
of the Seas.
Yeah. It'll fit the
It'll
entire
be docking,
town. Yeah.
Docking in Lander.
The mayor's
soon.
Putting a promotion together. We're all
right.
Getting on the ocean.
Getting on the ocean in Lander. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Have an awesome day. 8 o'clock, Fox News on the way. Local news to follow. Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour. Steve Schreffler.